Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. So we take what comes and we keep on going, leaning it on each other's shoulders. Then we turn around and see we've come so far somehow. We're halfway there. Looking good now.
We are halfway to the weekend already. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. It's a nice warm spring-like afternoon, and tomorrow is the first day of spring, but we've got a cold front coming through here that might change the temperatures just a little bit. Look, I'm really glad you're with us this afternoon. Once again, we have a lot to talk about. We've been talking for the last few days, last week and again this week, about the execution that was going to take place in Louisiana. It did take place last night, and at 6:50 p.m., the convicted murderer, Jesse Hoffman Jr., 46 years old, was pronounced dead at the Louisiana State Penitentiary. The method of execution was nitrogen gas. It flowed for 19 minutes during what one official characterized as a flawless execution. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, I want to let you know that a little bit later in the show, we're going to continue the conversation that erupted yesterday, and it's something that's come up on the show over the last few days. Look, I would rather talk about whether Van Halen was better with David Lee Roth or with Sammy Hagar as the lead singer. I would rather talk about the baby boomer generation being discovered at a time when there was distrust in the establishment following the assassination of Kennedy, and the Beatles came along 3 months after that. I would rather talk about music and pop culture and a lot of other stuff. But when something erupts on the show, I'm going to deal with it, and we're going to talk about it. And yesterday, Troy Henry called the show, and we were talking about the contract for Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres of the French Quarter. And he called the show yesterday, and to be quite honest with you, he lied to me, and he tried to bully me. And I stood up to him playing the race card. He played the race card almost immediately, which is a damn shame, and I don't tolerate that on this show. And those of you who listen to the show know that I am the most fair person on the air when it comes to race. I'll go up against anybody when it comes to fairness on the air when it comes to race. And so I'm not going to let anybody play the race card with me. But I don't know all of the workings of the city government. It's not my job. It's not my area of expertise. But I found out what I needed to find out with a couple of key sources and also doing my own research until about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this morning. So I'm prepared to talk about that today. I sent a text last night to Troy Henry of Henry Consultants. And let me read the text to you. Because I want to be very open about this, and I want to talk about this with honesty and dignity. But let me share with you the text that I sent to Troy Henry. Troy, this is Scoot at WWL. Would you like to come on the show again tomorrow, meaning today, to clear up a few things? You didn't really know me. You don't really know me, and you treated me like I was a typical talk show host, and I'm extremely fair. And only asked questions. But those questions caused you to react, and that's fine. For the record, I have a strong African-American following, and there are personal appearances that I have made where 80% of the people who show up are African-American and compliment me on the way I do the show and the way I handle it concerning race. And again, he played the race card yesterday. That bothered me. So I continue with the text to Troy Henry yesterday. You would be hard-pressed to even suggest that I am in any way a racist. I judge behavior, not race. I take what I do very seriously. I just do a talk show, and I have a big voice on this radio station that is just interested in the truth. And I just do the best that I can for my native city, and I hope you share the goal that we want to do best for the city. You know, Newell Norman and I don't always agree on everything. And I don't really get a chance to listen to Newell's show, but I hear from some of you about Newell said this and Newell said that. And I'm doing my show. It's not like I boycott Newell's show, but I'm working on my show when he's on the air. So I don't have a chance to just sit there and listen. But I do hear parts of it. And I know that we don't always agree on everything. And I think that's cool. And as I said yesterday, that's one of the cool things about WWL. But Newell and I agree on one thing. And that is that this city can and should be better than it is. Newell and I do agree that we love the city and that we will do with our shows the most that we can to help make this city better. And you've heard in the news and then you heard J.P. Morrell. I didn't hear a lot of what was said, but I heard that he was on with Newell talking about the city council banning city employee travel, and Mayor Cantrell just fragrantly just flaunted her trip to D.C. Didn't even care about the ban on travel. And then Newell said, if I were a betting man, I'd bet she would travel again. I guarantee you she's going to travel again. I think that's a good bet, Newell, because I think she is going to travel again, and she's going to flaunt the idea that she can. Mayor LaToya Cantrell has checked out, in my opinion. And she would be hard-pressed to prove to me and the citizens of New Orleans that she has not checked out. She's so arrogant, she doesn't feel like she has to prove anything. But I love that she goes on these trips, and she, in the beginning, would say, now she doesn't even give a reason. But in the beginning, she would say, well, I'm the mayor of New Orleans. I need to go to these conferences around the world. But isn't it interesting that Cantrell never comes back to tell us how what she learned at the conference is going to benefit us, the citizens who paid for her trip? And this woman is not staying in, you know, just any hotel. She's not just eating, you know, at any restaurant. From what I know, she's living it up. And if she's going to these conferences, why doesn't she tell us what she's learning and what it means to us? LaToya Cantrell, in my opinion, has turned her back on the very base that put her in office. All those people that voted for her because they thought she was going to take care of them because maybe they have common skin color. Well, LaToya Cantrell has turned her back on all of you. And I hope in this next election that skin color doesn't matter, because there are far too many cases where people vote for somebody with common skin color and they get screwed over. So there's a lot of proof that skin color doesn't matter. You just have to vote for the best person, the person that's going to make New Orleans better. And so with that in mind, Sidney Torres, the owner of IV Waste, is going to join me in the studio next hour. And I have some more questions for Sidney Torres, and we'll talk about this. By the way, Troy Henry did not respond to my text. I wonder why. And here's something else you should know. I did a video that's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You can see it. You can view it and comment on it. And I brought up this idea that, you know, they have Troy Henry and Oliver Thomas have a relationship. Oliver Thomas on the city council announced yesterday he's running for mayor. So I found out a little more. They're cousins. And he called my boss, Diane Newman, and said, Scoot is making up this stuff about me. It's not fair. Well, I have video of Troy Henry calling Oliver Thomas his cousin. Now, if that's lingo that these guys are just, you know, using, then I don't owe him the apology that he says I owe him. Troy Henry needs to explain that, oh, I didn't really mean it. He's not really my cousin. But there's a newspaper article from the Times-Picayune, 2018, that talks about how they're cousins. Are they cousins? I don't know. I don't have time to go to City Hall and do the family trees. But Troy Henry said they were cousins. Are we to believe him, or was he just saying that? I don't know. But I don't owe him an apology. If he's not really cousins, then he should set the record straight on that. But I just thought it was really interesting that he did not even respond to me. Troy Henry is a big-time player. He's a big-time businessman in this city. And he looks at me as just a talk show host that is meaningless. Well, he can think that if he wants to. I'm only interested in the truth. I'm only interested in what's best for the city. And if there is favoritism being played when it comes to contracts being awarded, I want to expose that. I don't feel like that's my job. I'm not an investigative reporter. But if somebody challenges me and I have information, I'm going to share the information with you. And this just accidentally came up on the show when Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser one night sent me a letter that he sent to Councilmember Freddie King. And it was a letter expressing concern that something was going to happen in the city and Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste was going to lose the contract to clean up the French Quarter when Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste are doing a hell of a job. Instead of doing the streets, washing the streets every 3 days, he's doing it every day. So Billy Nungesser was talking about what he saw with Ivy Waste going above and beyond what a contract says they have to do. And man, if somebody's going to do that to help keep our French Quarter clean, they deserve the contract. Well, now Troy Henry's all bent out of shape, but there's a reason why the New Orleans City Council did not approve Troy Henry's contract. Troy Henry manipulated some things at the last minute, and his bid went up. And so that's why the City Council thought, wait a minute, something kind of stinks here. We're not going to go with this. And Troy Henry also, he has a consulting firm. He's not in the business of waste management, doesn't have any trucks or anything. He, at the last minute when he changed his deal with the city, he went to another consultant. He brought in a woman from Metairie Kenner. He brought in a woman to do the cleaning, to do the French Quarter. She was a consultant, just like him. So he was subcontracting to a consultant who was subcontracting to somebody else to actually bring in the trucks from, I think, Lake Charles. So this, you know, you think the garbage in the quarter stinks? There's something about this that, in my opinion, stinks. It's all being decided in the courts now, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I kind of resent it. The idea that I'm making stuff up. I'm not making up anything. And I've got some pretty solid sources that I respect. And I'm using their information. And then I dug up a lot of information that is available about Troy Henry and Henry Consultants. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but there are questions. And it's okay to ask questions. And if you're so freaked out when people are asking questions, I got to worry, why are you so freaked out? Why did he feel like he had to call the show yesterday and set the record straight? If everything is on the up and up, why is he so freaked out that I'm asking a few questions? And that's all I'm doing. I'm just asking questions. All right. There are the things to talk about. I also want to talk about this Louisiana poll showing that most voters are against closed primaries. And I'm against closed primaries, too. A closed primary, we've been doing this for 50 years. A closed primary means that if you're a Republican, you can only vote for Republican candidates. If you're a Democrat, you can only vote for Democratic candidates. Well, there's a reason for this. And people like Governor Jeff Landry like this because this is their best chance of putting a right-wing radical in as the nominee for, say, governor, for example. And I don't like that. And I think it should be an open primary like it is in some states where every voter can vote for whoever they want to vote for. And Democrats can vote for this Republican or that Republican. But no, they want to keep it closed because this is their best way of them getting together and dictating who's going to be the Republican nominee. And the voters of this state are being shut out. And so I love this new poll. And we're going to talk about that this afternoon. Let's see. Also, so you heard in our news with Chris Miller that Mayor Cantrell has to pay $10 million to Orleans schools. She refused to do that, and she now has to do that. So I guess she's not too happy about that. But, I mean, for the mayor to withhold money from the schools, I mean, what does that tell you about Mayor Cantrell's priorities? You know, our schools are so important. So important. Education is so important. And she wants to withhold money from the schools? Why? Also, Gwyneth Paltrow is promising lots of sex in the movie she's doing with Timothy Chalamet. They're doing a new film together. And I talked recently about Rob Lowe saying that there's just not a lot of sex scenes in movies today, not like back in the 80s. And so here's Gwyneth Paltrow saying there's going to be a lot of sex in the movie with Timothy Chalamet. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that later. But join us because Sydney Torres is going to be in the studio with me next hour. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Does it seem a little smoother today, Ian?
I don't know. Does it?
Well, there were a few bumps, but it seems smoother so far.
You know, to quote the great poet laureate, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes.
There are known knowns, there are known unknowns, and then there's the unknown unknowns. And the unknown unknowns is what's going to bite you in the ass every time.
Yeah. I hope it... I know it's going to get better. I don't hope it's going to get better. I know it's going to get better. And by the way, we have new equipment. I talked about it yesterday. I did a little video during a news break, and I went from my studio into Ian's studio to show you the new equipment that we have. I wanted to share this visual with you of this fancy, technically advanced equipment that we now have that might be in some ways outsmarting Ian. But he's going to get on top of it.
I didn't say that.
Well,
don't hand that to me.
I said
how
that.
How smart it
but
me.
But not for
you.
Long. Not for long.
Not for long.
And Ian was a little, you know, Ian's such a positive guy, but he was a little disgruntled when I came in there doing the video, a little disgruntled over the new equipment. But you get a chance to see that. Anyway, it's fun. It's posted on the Scoot on your Facebook page, along with the video that I posted that Troy Henry thought he had to call my boss and say Scoot's making up stuff when I'm not making up anything. I don't make up stuff on this show. Whether it's Troy Henry or Donald Trump, I don't make it up. We deal in the truth. And if I get something wrong, guess what? I'll correct it. All right. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, there's this married teacher in Indiana, and she asked three underage boys to all have sex with her while she was wearing a scream mask. And apparently her husband was aware of what was going on. I mean, this world is a sick and twisted place. We got a lot to get to this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. You know, I love controversy because I know controversy sells. But honestly, you know, there are fun things we could be talking about. But I'm from New Orleans. You know, I've lived in some great cities around the country, but I'm from New Orleans. New Orleans is my home, and I care about this city. And I care about what's being done to it. I care about favoritism. I care about people. And I know this is part of politics, but I care about people using political paybacks to make decisions. And it happens on every level of government. I care about a mayor that doesn't care about our city. She can say whatever she wants, but her actions supersede her words. I care about the city doing the right thing. And since I have lived in some other great cities, I can tell you, it's not like this everywhere. It's not like this everywhere. There are some common denominators, and there's some stuff going on in other cities, but it is not nearly like this. I mean, this is, you know, politics is like a spectator sport here. New Orleans City Council President J.P. Morrell was just on with Noel Norman. He joins us now on WWL. J.P., thanks for taking the time to do this. I mean, do you have any time to actually do your work as a council member?
The question is that being a council member, Scoot, is supposed to be a part-time job. I don't have any time to do anything else but be a council member.
Well,
that's really the way I look at it.
I understand, and I so appreciate you taking time to be with us. And I heard a few of the things that you said about the mayor. I totally agree with you concerning Mayor Cantrell. And there's really, at this point, there's nothing she can say. And all of the people who voted for her need to learn a lesson about voting for the right person and not necessarily the person that you think is going to automatically represent you. But let's talk a little bit about the city council and this contract controversy concerning Ivy Waste and Troy Henry. So first of all, Troy Henry tried to make it seem like, and I think he brought up this question about the council doesn't even make a decision. It's my understanding that the city council does make decisions on contracts that are for multiple years and over $1 million. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in particular, he challenged that after the last couple of controversy regarding trash contracts, we actually have explicit authority over sanitation contracts as well. And so, as you know, because I'm sure you filed it, there was a lot of focus on the conflict between Mr. Henry and Richard's disposal and their falling out in the course of being awarded the contract. But there's also more fundamental issues. A big one was that after the contract was awarded to Mr. Henry, they then increased the amount of the contract post-award, and that kind of like change order bait and switch is a huge red flag for the council as far as like if this was getting the best service for the best price, well then why are you changing the price afterwards? More importantly, what we've seen in the interim since Ivy Waste came on with the interim contract, the emergency contract, is the entire specs of the original contract were wholly wrong. What we're getting in the quarter right now from Ivy Waste, Scoot, is 7 days a week street cleaning, all the lemon scent, all those different bells and whistles that make the quarter bearable for the people that live and work there. The contract that was awarded was for 3 days a week street cleaning. It has a lot of different things that are really not sufficient to do the work. And beyond the actual fundamental issues with the prior contract, the work that we've seen done during the Super Bowl, during Mardi Gras, the people of this city have come to expect that level of service. And to, at this point, to give the contract to someone when there's issues with the contract, and also to be settling for a level of work that we know at this point is insufficient, the contract needs to be rebid. It needs to be rebid. We have this emergency contract in place for a year. There's plenty of time to rebid it to address not just the fundamental issues and how it was awarded, but now that we know what type of work, what type of skill is needed to do it, that all needs to be included in the contract as well.
What is this contract worth?
The contract, as initially awarded to Henry Consulting, is worth $75 million over about, I think it's 7 to 8 years.
Okay. What was the emergency contract worth to Ivy Waste?
It's 1 year. It varies between, could be as low as 4.5 or as high as 8, as I recall. The reason why it's variable is because the emergency contracts are kind of inherently flexible because the nature of the work could vary with what the city requires. So it could be higher than what we were paying Mr. Henry, but that's because it's emergency in nature, or it could be lower depending on if we want to scale back the work and we have the ability to exit it within 90 days if we solve it some other way.
What do you think the chances are that there's going to be an interruption and Ivy Waste is going to lose the contract and Henry Consultants is going to get it? Before the end of the emergency contract.
Right. I think Mr. Henry is in the middle of ongoing litigation with the council. He got a ruling from a district court judge, which, based upon any kind of estimation of the law, is completely ridiculous. Under that district court judge, she ruled that though we are the body that's in charge of spending money and allocating things, and as you said, agreeing to multi-year contracts, in this case, our job, she told us actually, it was very bizarre, was Judge Irons, that not only did we have no authority, but our job, literally in her ruling, is to rubber stamp whatever the mayor does. So that has been the current course of being appealed. We haven't got, I believe, an appellate court date yet, so that case will probably drag on through multiple appeals from the appellate court and Supreme Court. That could be as probably 6 months, Scoot. So as long as the appeals are in place, yeah. Mr. Torres and Ivy Waste will have that contract, but when those appeals run, if they run before a year is up, at that point, if the mayor and Mr. Henry are successful, we could see Ivy Waste be kicked out if we lose all the appeals before a year is up.
So many questions, and I want to be careful how I ask these questions, and I shouldn't have to be careful, but I do want to be careful how I ask these questions. How could the judge make this ruling when city councils, this is not unusual, Jefferson Parish, their council approves contracts all the time. There's no question about that. Why is there a question here with Paulette Irons?
Well, I mean, it's the same problem we had yesterday when, as you heard when I was talking to Newell, we passed an ordinance to ban travel. The mayor did not veto the ordinance. The ordinance became law, and then she filed a temporary restraining order to block the law we passed that she didn't veto. And CDC, the TRO judge, Marissa Hudibarat, sided with the mayor. I think that there is kind of a level of acknowledgement or deference at CDC that mayors in the city can do whatever the hell they want, Scoot, regardless of the law. And what I will tell you, I was not surprised. I was disappointed we weren't allowed to give argument, but I wasn't surprised in yesterday's ruling. I wasn't surprised by Judge Irons' ruling because the reality is we lose at CDC due to local politics, Scoop, but we've been winning in almost every single lawsuit at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal and at the Supreme Court because those local politics, that effort to appease this mayor, that goes out the window once you leave New Orleans politics and go to the rest of the state. I feel like it, from to answer your question, local politics play into the courthouse next to City Hall, and once we get above that, common sense kicks in and we usually win.
So you're telling me that mayors can do whatever they want and the city council should be like the legislative branch that should be able to rule in a mayor acting like a king or a queen, but that's not the case.
Well, that's not the case in the court, in a couple of courts' estimation, 100%. I mean, literally, in two or three rulings we've had recently, they've said that we have no authority. I mean, I'll give you an example. So in the case you just cited, in the Troy Henry case, it talks about how we don't have any fiduciary authority. And in the TRO we had yesterday, it talks about how the chief administrative officer, Gil Montano, has more budgetary authority than we do. But when the mayor sought to undo the settlement with the school board, she argued the opposite, and the judge in that case accepted it, that the CAO has no authority and couldn't sign a judgment. So, I mean, you literally have the mayor and her allies creating arguments that contradict themselves in real time, and at CDC, and judges just eat it up over there. Yeah. They just go, sure, whatever the mayor says.
JP, I have to take a break. I've got a couple of more questions. Can you just hang on for a few minutes? Okay, thank you so much. We're talking to City Council President J.P. Morrell. He was on with Newell earlier. He's talking to us now about this controversy involving Ivy Waste and Troy Henry and his company, Henry Consultants, and just the mess that this is. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more of your comments. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1958, there was a lot of rock and roll in the world, but this was the number one song in the country on this day in 1958. Sincerely. By the McGuire sisters. Man, thank God the Beatles came along and changed all of that. So none of this stuff made it to the top. But yeah, there was a lot of good rock and roll in 1958. How did this song get to be number one? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
There is so much to love about this city and about this area, but there's a lot to hate about it, too. And I hate the politics here. I hate it. It's just littered with favoritism. It's littered with special deals. And, you know, I don't know the specifics of everything involved with this waste management deal, but there are some things that have changed that just don't seem right. We're talking to Council President J.P. Morrell. Troy Henry's contract was approved. If he had not changed the price, if he had not changed the subcontractor, would he have the contract today?
Well, probably, Scoot, because honestly, the reality is that so the council relies upon the presentations of the mayor, the departments, and all parties involved, that the council should take them at face value and that everything's above board. And I can honestly tell you that with the sheer amount of stuff the council has to do, we don't necessarily have the ability to scrutinize every single contract that comes through. The same law department that scrutinizes the contract for the mayor theoretically should be scrutinizing it for us as well. What happened in this instance is that when this contract came to us, both Romelli, who was the second place winner, I believe, challenged the contract and brought facts to our attention. And then you had Mr. Richard come to the council and bring facts to our attention. And then last but not least, you had the clean zone issue, which I don't know if you followed that. So the company that Mr. Henry was going to replace Mr. Richard with was called Clean Zone. And this was like the thing that kind of broke everyone's brains in the meeting. Clean Zone was replacing Mr. Richard as the Richard Disposal as the local disadvantaged business entity. And when the representative for Clean Zone showed up and we asked, well, you know, what's your experience? What's the work? They admitted in the hearing that they actually weren't doing the work. They were subcontracting it to a totally different company no one had heard of, out of Monroe. And at that point, the whole thing, besides all the other issues, you have this new element of it kind of being some weird, like, Russian nesting doll. And that is when the council just said, no mas. Like, there's too many questions here. Yeah. We got to slow this thing down and really reevaluate it. And at that point, to the council's credit, the reason why the contract was never voted on, Scoot, was because no council member would author the motion to do it. Because everyone felt very uncomfortable. Because in order for there to be a vote, a council member has to put their name on the motion to vote on the Henry contract. And to date, there's been no council member willing to do that because everyone has concerns that haven't been addressed.
Well, and so it sounds like Troy Henry brought all of this on himself. And, you know, at this point, here's what my source tells me. There are a lot of disadvantaged businesses that are not getting contracts approved because there are big players, big dogs like Troy Henry, who I think can hardly be called a disadvantaged business any longer, who are taking up all the space. And these other people are not getting their contracts through. Is that true?
Well, I mean, there is certainly, to your point, there is a huge argument going on, which is completely valid, and the evidence shows it, that part of being a disadvantaged business entity is actually a language that says once you get too big, once you make too much money, you can't be in that pool anymore. And what we've seen under this administration is they let the whales in the pond with the guppies. And when the guppies can't eat anything and the whales continue to feast, it's not right. And more importantly, like I said, we're talking about trying to help these disadvantaged business entities locally. The fact that you had this Russian nesting doll of Clean Zone with a sub to another company, I mean, I'm literally in the process of changing the law just to make companies disclose their subs, because I don't know how often that's happening in government, because right now the administration is not even requiring that if a company gets a contract, they disclose who's really doing the work.
So if there is language that once a disadvantaged business owner gets to a certain point, they no longer qualify to be disadvantaged, and that makes total sense. At this point, I don't see how Troy Henry can still be playing that card. And yesterday on the show, when he called in, he was so quick to play the race card with me, and it seems like that's how he got where he is, playing the race card time after time after time. And the citizens of the city need to know that there are truly disadvantaged minority businesses that are not getting a shot because the big boys are blocking them out.
Well, I mean, and to your point, when you saw the original conflict that brought the council's attention, which was the fight between Mr. Henry and Mr. Richard, you had the big boy disadvantaged entity who had the other one. Now, mind you, all of the experience of trash pickup was on the Richard's disposal and not on the Henry Consulting. Well, he won the contract with this massive double DBE, kicked out Mr. Richard, replaced them with a disadvantaged business that the city said, sure, they work, but the company that is would be doing the work, the company that replaced Mr. Richard, the actual people doing the work, Scoot, aren't even a disadvantaged business. They're a company out of Monroe that isn't even disadvantaged. So, like, it's the whole system of disadvantaged businesses in the city. If we're going to have this system, it has to be completely changed. There has to be accountability. The roles need to be checked to make sure companies on it are actually disadvantaged. And more importantly, if you're too big to be a disadvantaged business, you need to be off the list.
I am so glad we're exposing this. And J.P. Morrell, thank you for taking your time. I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate the fact that you're not afraid to stand up to the mayor. Please keep doing that for the citizens of New Orleans.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great day.
J.P. Morrell, thanks for being with us. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're kind of behind here. We've got to get to a break, so we'll get to calls a little bit later. And then coming up, Cindy Torres joins me live in the studio. Man, you can tell there's a lot to talk about. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1984, backstage after Duran Duran's show at Madison Square Garden, producer Nile Rodgers, who has played a lot with Duran Duran, Nile introduced the band to a young artist who he's been working with, who was just starting to get some attention. That artist was Madonna. Interesting. You know, and I was on the air in 84 on V97. And I remember when, you know, we got this music from this brand new artist, this young singer named Madonna. And I love the stuff. I mean, look, I loved being there when, like, Duran Duran was just releasing new stuff. And I was there playing it on the air. Same thing with Madonna. And, you know, those were fun years. Well, you know, with the exception of the serious stuff that I have to talk about, I'm having as much fun now as I've ever had in my life. my career. You know, I don't like talking about some of this stuff, but we have to, so we're going to get through it, and we're going to talk to Sidney Torres coming up next hour, because I care about the city that I love and was born in, and I care about New Orleans. And I care that things are done properly. And if there's any way that we can tell the truth about things, I think it's important that we do that. And that's what we're doing this afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL.